Today's audio cast for Friday, April 14th, 2006 is made possible by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb's Audio News Service.
As all of us who fly know, there is not an airspace problem.
Today, AvWeb's Russ Niles talks with Cirrus Design CEO Alan Clapmeyer about the company's approach to personal jets and the impact of a new generation of jet aircraft on the general aviation and airspace system. But first, a recap of the week's highlights on AvWeb.com. Owners of Lycoming 360 and 540 series engines who thought they'd avoided the most recent service bulletin by the company mandating retirement of more than 5,000 crankshafts are being asked to spin the wheel again. Apparently, Lycoming missed some cranks in the original list, and those who thought they had escaped the downtime and expense may discover otherwise. Meanwhile, AOPA says the whole program is an unnecessary expense because there's no engineering data or clearly defined safety data to back it up. The program will cost owners a total of $32 million because, unlike previous crankshaft recalls, Lycoming is making owners foot part of the bill. Log on to AvWeb for the links you need to check and see if your crankshaft is now on the list. As fuel prices go through the roof, new designs of fuel-efficient engines are again hitting the headlines, and a Massachusetts company says it can squeeze twice as much power out of a gallon of gasoline or diesel by splitting the compression and power strokes between two cylinders. The Scuderi Group presented its invention to the Society of Automotive Engineers in Detroit last week. Canadian authorities say a Cessna Caravan that crashed off Pelee Island in 2004 was overweight by 1,200 pounds, coated in ice, and flown by an exhausted pilot. The crash killed all 10 aboard. You can get more details on these and other stories, including a helicopter pilot shortage, yet another electronic navigation aid, and how to win the use of a Goodyear blimp for a day by going to www.avweb.com. and clicking on the Newswire Complete Issue link. And now, here's AvWeb's Russ Niles in conversation with Alan Clapmeyer, CEO of Cirrus Design.
So as an aircraft manufacturer, how does a user pay system work for the manufacturing sector in that it sounds like the FAA is looking for money not just from the airspace system, but for the whole funding of the FAA services, including your end of it?
Well, obviously it's a complicated issue and disappointing in a number of ways. I'm very disappointed at the way the FAA has been spinning the story, basically, about budget crisis and need for alternative funding without really laying out a better plan for both how that would work and how the money would be spent. Secondarily, while user pay can often sound good in principle, there are a number of parts about government interaction with the rest of a open capitalistic society that really just can't be done in a fair user pay system without distorting the system. You know, while we certainly would be interested in looking at anything the FAA has proposed, and then I should point out that those proposals are continuously changing, which tends to make me suspicious. I have some deep concerns both about how it's being proposed, the reasons it's being proposed, and the actual proposals themselves.
Okay, another thing that the FAA is talking about is the sky being littered with little jets. And are you going to be filling the flight levels with little slow jets that are going to clog up the airspace system?
Scare tactics are often used to disguise agendas. And so I consider things like the airspace being littered with small jets, VLJs or personal jets or any other kind of aircraft, to be scare tactics that are designed to disguise somebody else's agenda. As all of us who fly know, there is not an airspace problem. We have an airspace design and utilization problem. We certainly have places where we need more runways, and all of us would argue that the need for runways will become more and more an issue in the future, particularly if we lose existing runways. But there's clearly not a problem when it comes to volume of air. And it's just really disappointing that it would be used in that kind of scare tactic. Now, in terms of the issue of airspace, then, as we continue to increase the number of airplanes up there, and our view of personal jets would certainly increase the number of airplanes, and I can even find some humor in the term speed bumps, because, yeah, that's what we'll be. We're going to be the slowest jets in the sky. But clearly we won't be where the airlines are. Part of our view of personal jets are that they can and should operate at lower altitudes for a lot of operational reasons that are not just about interfering with the higher speed business jet and airline traffic. It's clearly a question of how do we manage the airspace we've got so that there's plenty of room for everybody.
And now on the personal jet, how's the project coming? Are we going to see it at Oshkosh?
It will definitely be at Oshkosh someday. But no, the program would be at a very, very early stage. All we've actually announced is some ideas about our concept of what we believe a personal jet, and we've wanted to start the conversations as to begin the differentiation between VLJs, personal jets, sport jets, and a whole variety of other niches that more accurately describe the airplane to the customer base, to the market. But from our point of view, what we're looking at is very doable. It's based upon what we already know how to do. Obviously, Cirrus is building a lot of airplanes today, and we would see this personal jet as a reasonably high-volume kind of product, but a very simple airplane. It will not be as sophisticated as an Eclipse or a Mustang. And in the same sense, being different, we think it's very additive to the market. The primary design criteria is that someone should be able to step from a Cirrus SR-22 into our view of a personal jet, and obviously in particular our personal jet, with minimal transition. And we expect that to be very good for the industry, and that those customers will then move up into Eclipses, and people from Eclipses are going to move into Mustangs, and from Mustangs into Citation Jets and Premiers. And you know, it's a quite natural kind of organic growth that the industry should be able to have. And where I should have started all on all that is it starts with customer value. I mean, aviation just is great for users, and we need to educate more people about that, and that's how we'll grow the industry.
You've been listening to a conversation between AvWeb's Russ Niles and Alan Klapmeyer, CEO of Cirrus Design. For the latest breaking aviation news anytime, log on to www.avweb.com. And as always, feel free to drop us an email at audionews@avweb.com. This report was sponsored by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. For more information, click on the AudioCast Sponsors link. Look for AvWeb's next AudioCast on Monday, April 17th. I'm Mike Blakeney. Thanks for listening.